Let's take a look at the final component of medical necessity number 3, clinical interventions. So the clinical interventions, such as specialty mental health services, such as therapy, rehab or rehabilitation, targeted case management, medication support services, provided by the treatment team, need to be documented to demonstrate that they are addressing both the consumer's diagnosis as well as functional impairment. Our interventions are directed towards one or a combination of the following. So the interventions provided should be decreasing the symptoms of the included ICD-10 diagnosis, as well as decrease the associated functional impairment in the specific life area of the consumer. Intervention should also be preventing significant deterioration in the consumer's life area and allowing the consumer, if a child or adolescent, to progress developmentally as individually appropriate. So now that a diagnosis has been determined, and due to this diagnosis, the client is impaired in one or more life area, what are we going to do to help the client reduce the symptoms and behaviors related to the diagnosis and reduce or eliminate the client's functional impairments? The clinical interventions are the services that we provide to help with reducing or eliminating the first and second components.